Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I thought I was gonna get my commander. Man, let her talk to me. Where my welcome, commander? Because commander can't talk unless he's properly greeted, please. So please, can we get that going so I can come in and do my thing?
Welcome back, commander.
Thank you. I am back, and welcome back to another edition of Boss Radio Live, hosted by Philo the Great. I am your host, Philo the Great. It is 4:02 Eastern Standard Time, 3:02 Central Time, 1:02 Pacific Standard Time, and the date is 11/29. And this is the day where we're going to blow your mind. Why? Because we'll be joined by Chosen One Records. And it's two. There's two of these guys that make up Chosen One Records. We got Freddie B and we got Al Merlot. Yes, Freddie B and Al Merlot. So we got these guys in the studio with us today. They're going to be joining us here today. And I just want to say, man, welcome again to all my loved ones out there. Everybody tuned in. You know, Philo the Great is on a new network. You know, we on Big Girl Media right now, and we're broadcasting Big Girl Media Boss Radio Live. So shout out to Valerie Denise Jones. You know what I'm talking about? How you doing? You know what I'm talking about? How you doing? I bet you. I know. I got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about it. But anyway, we gonna have a great day. We're going to get into these guys. These guys out of Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida. So we're going to get into it and find out what they got going on. We're going to play some of their music. We're going to get in their business, find out what type of plans they have for their career, the future, what type of music they're going to bless us with. Then we're going to let you all be able to, you know, let us know whether you like what they're doing or not. You know, they got a song called 35 Minutes. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna get into that. That's the song they pushing now, and they got some more jams. So they're not one-hit wonders. I can't say that they are. They're not, to my knowledge, they are not one-hit wonders. They do have, you know, so some things cooking up. They're cooking up. So I appreciate these gentlemen, man. We're gonna get with it. We're gonna find out what's going on. In the meantime, y'all understand that we have another show, and it's called Hemp Day, live, and it aired yesterday. So I want to let y'all know that, too, Hemp Day Live, because the cannabis business and the hip-hop business, they go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. Yes, they do. So with that being said, man, let's go ahead and go to a music break. After this music break, we will be joined by Chosen One Records, Freddie B and Al Merlot. You know what I'm talking about. So with that being said, man, we'll see you back here after this music break. Let's get it.
For a ride, we can go slow. Cotton candy skies in the ozone. Gazing in your eyes, it's a small dose. Getting lost, losing time, and ain't those doors. Take you for a ride, we can go slow. Cotton candy skies in the ozone. Gazing in your eyes, it's a small dose. Getting lost, losing time, I need those doors.
Check out Merlot. Rhyming off the beat, get checked if you talking cheap. Need a check, ain't talking free. Just pay me in Venmo, down on 10 toes. Stay healthy, that's why the skin glows. Busting down some chicken and sipping him with the kinfo. That's how we go. Shorty drop a pendo. I'm about to slide, I'll bring a plate or some. Take you on a date or some. Maybe get some shakes or some. Burlo by the lake or some. Get gift or some. Yeah.
Take you for a ride, we can go slow. Cotton candy skies in the ozone. Gazing in your eyes, it's a small dose. Getting lost, losing time, and ain't those doors. Take you for a ride, we can go slow. Cotton candy skies in the ozone. Gazing in your eyes, it's a small dose. Getting lost, losing time, I need those doors.
She going on a trip, on her favorite rocket ship. Watch the sauce I drip, napkin wipe it from my lips. Baby like the movies, we decide to make a clip. When she shake that, I'ma have a tender grip. Yeah, listen, jit, angle snap a pit. I get money dip, every line I skip. Watch me throw the dough, paper hit the flow. I be flying roller, that's that holy smoke. She like birthday cake, make that chocolate shake. She like that watermelon, mix it with the cherry grape. Got so many flavors. Don't know what to take. We'll say that pina colada just for a rainy day. Birthday cake, make that chocolate shake. She like that watermelon, mix it with the cherry grape. Got so many flavors. Don't know what to take. We'll say that pina colada just for a rainy day. Take you for a ride, we can go slow. Cotton candy skies in the ozone. Gazing in your eyes, it's a small dose. Getting lost, losing time, and ain't those goals. Take you for a ride, we can go slow. Cotton candy skies in the ozone. Gazing in your eyes, it's a small dose. Getting lost, losing time, I need those goals.
Welcome back to Boss Radio Live, hosted by CeeLo the Great. I'm your host, CeeLo the Great. Hey, man, that was Al Merlot. So let's read a little bit about Al Merlot. Al Merlot is from Jacksonville, Florida. He is best known as an artist, producer, engineer, songwriter, and he's co-founder of Chosen One Records. Dreaming of becoming a well-known rapper for his smooth lyricism, Merlot began his music journey early in life. He channeled his inner producer mentality and released his first self-titled project in July of this year. Since then, he has grown to become one of the best rappers in Jacksonville, Florida, releasing numerous singles since then, including 35 Minutes, which was released September of this year. With the mind, ambition, and drive that he holds, Chosen One will be a force to be in the near future, according to what I'm reading. So, with no further ado, let's welcome Al Merlot to Boss Radio Live. What's up,
hey,
Al?
What's good, man? What's good?
What's good? What's up, my dude? Man, I'm chilling. How's it going on your end, my dude?
Man, it's good. It's getting cold out here in Florida for no reason. I don't know why.
Man. Yeah, it's the wintertime, man. I ain't think y'all had wintertime in Florida, right?
It's like, you know, every now and then, like every 2 weeks it gets cold and then it gets hot again. Same cycle.
Right. Well, you know, according to what I just heard, was that you singing on the last track that we just heard? You can let the man down with your flow. Right.
That's Freddie B.
Freddie B singing, and that was you rapping.
I was rapping, yeah.
Okay, so let's let the listeners, all my loved ones out there, who is Al Merlot? Go.
Al Merlot is a person who's been writing since he was 12, a great artist, I think, personally. Smooth as wine with the flow. I like to talk about it all. You know, I'm not just a one-trick pony. I like to be versatile with my music, not only just hip-hop. I'll go pop. I'll go R&B. It doesn't matter to me. That's who Al Merlot is. I say versatile at the best.
Wow. I like that. So let me take a shot in the dark. You use words like versatile. I'm not a one-trick pony, meaning that I have many gifts. I have many talents that I tap into. So I will take my shots in saying you're a earth sign, and it's three earth signs. It's a Taurus, it's a Capricorn, and a Virgo, and I believe you're one of the three. Am I right or wrong?
Not even. No, sir. I'm a water sign.
Okay. A water sign.
Scorpio.
So Pisces, Scorpio? Scorpio?
Yes.
Water?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Scorpio is a water sign.
Wow. I thought Scorpio would be more of a fire sign. Wow, so you're a Scorpio.
Yes.
Okay, welcome. So you having the versatility that we speak about, being that you're not a one-trick pony, so does your versatility line up with the creation of the music, or does it line up more with the delivery of your lyrics? So when you say versatile, is it the fact that I'm versatile because I can write, I can mix, I can produce, or am I versatile because I'm everywhere with the flow? My flow is not one-dimensional. My delivery, I can deliver
Indeed.
Like this, and I can deliver like that, you know? Break it down to
that's
me.
Exactly it. It's pretty much everything you said. I've been writing since I was 12, so I do songwriting. I do singers, all that, you know what I mean? I also produce, so I'm constantly, you know, working on different sounds, trying to see what sounds good. I love nature, so I like to incorporate nature in my music the most. You know, it's like a lot of different things, different aspects to music that I feel like I try not to overlook. I make sure that I take constructive criticism whenever I can. I try to do everything I can just so I'm not just looking like in one direction. You understand?
Right.
That's my main goal. So I do say, you know, I can go hard if you wanted me to go hard, and I could be real soft if you wanted me to go soft. You know, I feel like I could write to any beat anybody gave me.
Mm-hmm.
It's at that point. It's literally at that point now in my life.
Right. Well, you know, are you familiar with Jadakiss?
Yes.
So Jada had a line that said, I don't complain about the track. Give me any beat. You feel what I'm saying? And so when you say that stuck out to me because that was one of Jada's mottos. Like I don't, the track don't help me. I help the track. You feel what I'm saying?
Indeed.
So I don't complain about the beat. I'm a kill whatever beat I get on. And to me, when you got that kind of mind frame, and you, to me, that's killer instinct. That's something you can't teach, right? Either you got
right.
it or you don't. Either you got it or you don't. Either you're going to be a man or a mouse. Now, which one are you going to be?
Hey, man, I'm a man. Can't be a mouse.
For real.
In this world.
For real. For real. So, man, I want to know, man, where are you from, bro? Where are you from?
I am from Jacksonville, Duval County, Florida. Duval. love the city. Indeed.
Okay, so you from Duval, born and raised?
Mm-hmm.
I take
born and raised. Well,
okay,
I was born in Lake City, Florida. I was raised in Jacksonville. So
okay,
yeah, my mother's from Lake City, so that's
okay.
I was birthed in that in our hometown. Yes, indeed. Country boy.
All right, so being that you born in Lake City, raised in Duval, how would you
mm-hmm.
say your surroundings have shaped you? In your creative sense, being from Duval, how has that your environment played a part of your creativity, making the music that you do? You got it. Let's get it.
Well, I say I'm glad to have both, like the best of both worlds. You know, I kind of got to see both sides of the spectrum in just life in general. So I've always been a very observant person. So I definitely took a lot of that to the pen and paper when it came to my observations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I dealt with a lot of preppy people, and, you know, you deal with a lot of hood people, you deal with anything. Honestly, Jacksonville is very, very diverse. So it's gotten to that point now. I feel like it's really shaped me to just be aware. Being aware of just life in general has really helped me grow with Jacksonville. At first, I didn't like the city, not going to lie. But as
mm-hmm.
I got older and I got more mature, I started to realize, like, the city really helped me understand who I am as a man, you know?
Wow. Well, that's love, man. Hey, at this time, what I want to do, I want to pause for the calls, and I want to get the production team in the background to go ahead and get the applause ready, because at this time, I got to give the 2018 David Ruffin his proper introduction. Mr. Freddie B is joining us. He's the other half of Chosen One Records. Freddie B, we played the first jam. Freddie B, he's the guy that you heard with that harmonic voice, with the melodic voice that was singing. And if y'all seen this picture that I'm looking at, y'all will understand why I call him the 2018 David Ruffin. It's this picture that's in front of me, y'all. I'm not making it. It's the picture. It's the picture. So, with no further ado, man, let's bring in the other half, a Chosen One Ruffin.
Hey, everybody. It's Freddie B, Freddie Baby. If you don't know the name, you will. What's up, y'all?
What's up with you, my dude? Hey, Freddie B, man. I gotta say, your swag is in the lane of its own. Like, your
next
swag
one,
is in the lane of its own, man. I seen the picture that you sent me, man. I promise you, you look like David Ruffin himself, bro. Like for real. That swag is on point. That swag is on point,
that,
man.
Well, appreciate that. Appreciate that.
It's all good.
I take pride in how I walk, man.
So, man, so listen. I can understand from what I see, man. I could tell who probably has the ladies into the music. You got the voice, the harmony, the melodies, the runs. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and get into you. So Freddie B, Jacksonville, is known as an artist, producer, songwriter. He's the co-founder of Chosen One Records, which we already talked about. He released a full EP, Pink Slip, the Pink Slip EP, of July of this year. Now he has quite the spread of features that have been released since then. His past being highlighted by his first official single, Cotton Candy Skies, which was released October of this year. He demonstrates his ability with melodic, I already said that, the melodic flow, over beats and catch a listening ear with his instrument-like voice, right? And we all know voices are instruments. That's why you got to take care of your voice. Now, this is one of the few talents he possesses, and it is accompanied by a prior marketing background to help Chosen One reach the top. So not only are you singing, my brother, according to what I'm reading, but you got your hand in the business end of it, too, doing some marketing for your label, which is Chosen One Records, which consists of yourself mm-hmm. and Mr. Al Merlot. So, Freddie B, I'm going to give you a chance to let the listeners know, all my loved ones out there, Where are you from? Where are you from? Were you born and raised in Jacksonville as well?
Right, Duval County to be specific. 904 Duval till we die. And born and raised here. You know what I'm saying? I'm 23 years old. Me and my boy Merlo, we've been kicking it since the high school days. So we've been on this. It ain't nothing new. Really, with Chosen One, what we really looking to get into is we looking to break through that threshold to the next level. And we feel as if the talent that we possess on all different platforms, we do see ourselves making a name for ourselves in these streets and a little bit higher level than that. Going forward, I do want to make sure that people are aware of the name. Because you will hear it later down the line. Point blank, period.
Point blank.
Right. So y'all heard it here first, right here on Boss Radio Live, Chosen One Records. Y'all better get used to the name, get with it, get rolled over, because you heard it right here. And Freddie B said they ain't going nowhere, so y'all get used to it. So being that you all are versatile, you all have these many talents, I want to get into this next question. What did you start doing first? And let's take it back to Al Merlo. What did you start doing first, Al? Was it producing or rapping? And the second part of it is, how did you get started with either?
I started rapping first. That was my very first love. I got into producing about 6 years later from that point. I was with a little rap group, and they kept on getting these YouTube beats, but everybody wanted to buy them. I was like, man, how about I just make my own beat? After that, I started doing them both. I love it. Hello.
Okay. So that's dope. I want to take it over to Freddie B. And I want to ask you, Freddie B, I want to ask you this. Who have been your influences? Who influences your sound, the sound that you have, the voice that you have, the harmonies, the melodies? Who influences that?
All right, so check me out. We going all the way back, and it's not just one person, one main person, really, Sam Cooke. I got one of his songs tatted on my chest, A Change Is Gonna Come. We going back to Motown Records. Like, that sound and that era of music, I feel like it's a lost art. It's giving the music an actual identity and giving it something that can be timeless and be shared across all age groups and be held near dear to our hearts throughout eternity. To be honest, I want to make something that's legendary and it sticks. But going back to that question with Merlo, you saying how we got started. He got started. He's been in it for a while. Musically, I've been doing it since I was about 10 years old. I started off playing saxophone for about 2 years. I played drums, and about 4 years in high school, I was in the choir. I was a tenor. I was a bass. So I definitely got that up under my belt. Now, as far as college is concerned, I definitely lost my way as far as music is concerned. Once I graduated, I came back, and Merlo hooked up, and the rest is history.
Okay, so what college did you go to, my brother?
I went to Stetson University, the Hatters.
Mm-hmm.
Hatters Matter, if y'all don't know, down in Deland, Florida. That's where I went. I graduated from, got my bachelor's in health science down there.
Okay. Yes, congratulations, man. Another educated black man.
Appreciate
always
it. Appreciate
salute today. Always salute today. So I'm enjoying, man, what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you all, 23, young men. What's got me so far is the fact that I'm hearing you all have a company. You all already embracing owning yourselves, owning your own music, really building and establishing yourselves as a business, right? And you all are thinking like this. You all have an entrepreneurial mind frame at the age of 23. So I'm really digging on this right now. So it leads me to ask you all this question. This is for both of you all, so you can take turns answering this before we go to commercial, before we go to music break and play you all's song that you all are pushing now, which is 35 minutes. So do you have anyone that you all consider your mentor? And if so, how has their help or advice shaped you?
Yes, my mentor would have to be my man Corey Denson. He actually got his degree in audio engineering, and he's the one who actually influenced me to even push my music in the first place when I was 17, 18. So when I was introduced to him by my mother, you know, I never thought my life would actually start leading to this point, you know. So I definitely got to give a shout out to him.
And that is you. That is Freddie B. And that's Freddie B, right? Corey Denton. Is that you, Freddie B? Or was that Merlot?
No, that's not me. That's Corey.
That was Merlot.
Yeah, that's
that
my that's
Merlot.
My mentor.
Okay. No, I know that's not you, Freddie B. I wanted to know who was talking so the listening audience can know who was answering the question.
Okay.
So basically that was Al Merlot that said Corey Denton was his mentor, because he the one got you into it, let you know, hey, bro, you need to be really pushing your music, bro. You got something, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. So, same question for you, Freddie B. Let's get it.
All right. So, check me out. I got a few people that give me guidance, but my main person that really gives me that push that I need to the next level is my dad. At first, which... why I'm naming him is because, yes, he is the senior, but the reason why I named him is because when I first started, I wasn't all that great, which you should expect, but he did support my ambition and my drive behind what I really want to accomplish with the music industry. He really gives me that wisdom and that guidance that I need in order to make sure that I stay on a straight and narrow path while I'm pursuing this, because it is easy to get lost. But going forward, yeah, my dad is definitely one of the strongest people that I have in my corner giving me guidance in my path.
That's love. That's love. So before we get into this 35 minutes, let's go ahead and I'm going to ask you all another question, because I want to know this. Being that you all are versatile, you all can make beats, you can write, you can market, so that means the creative side of your brain is always at work. So how does your creative process differ when you're creating beats versus writing lyrics? How does your creative process differ when you're creating beats versus writing lyrics? Al Merlot, you got it. Let's get it.
Well, I feel like they go hand in hand, man. Honestly,
talk to him, boy.
A good producer knows how to work with the voice that the artist is bringing out and the energy. So if your beat doesn't match the same energy, it's not gonna sound good, regardless. Like, you know, you can have all these rappers rapping to this amazing beat, but they could be trash on it, and you're not gonna get the same experience. But when you're producing it, you're being a real producer instead of just a beat maker. You're making them both sound like that's how it was supposed to be in the first place. It was supposed to sound organic. It was supposed to sound original. You know, supposed to give you that real good feeling that it's a whole mood, sets the tone of whatever you're listening to. They go hand in hand.
Just to piggyback off what my boy is saying, like, it's really complimentary. My process when I'm writing, I make sure that whatever I'm writing to, that beat gives me that feeling as if whatever words I'm putting on that beat, they actually mean something, and that beat just brings out the light in it. That's really all that matters to me when I'm in my process.
All right, so basically the beat inspires you to come up with the topic, the concept, the words to fit wherever place you go from listening to that track. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's on me. Now, Al a little bit different.
That was just you, Freddie B. I'm just talking about the person that was just talking. So that was you, Freddie B. You said the the music, right, takes you. You get inspired by the music, and you allow the music to pretty much guide you and direct you on where you should be, right?
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Okay. All right. That's love. So what I want to do right now, man, I want y'all to go ahead, both of you all, to go ahead and introduce to the world this 35 minutes, man. Y'all give me a little, you know, synopsis of what the 35 minutes is about, and go ahead and introduce it to my loved ones, my listening audience out there on Boss Radio Live, and let's go ahead and get into it. So you gentlemen, take it away. You got it. Let's get it.
All right, man. This is your boy Almelo, smooth as wine with the flow. This is 35 minutes. It's a love song about, you know, just being with somebody that you truly care about. That's point blank, period.
All right. Check me out. Freddie B, Freddie Baby, coming at you live. If you don't know the name, you will down the road. Check me out. Now, 35 minutes is a special song to us because it's so simple, so catchy. Yet it grabs the attention and the ear of every single person that listens to it. When you hear this melody, you're going to understand why it should be played on the radio in your city.
All the time.
Take it away.
With no further ado, 35 minutes. Let's get it.
It on my own. She wonder why I wanna be alone. She asked me what I want. I told her shorty don't. If you wanna slide, you just gotta let me know. I'll be on the road, ain't no need to call a lift. Girl, I'm just a loner, but I got you on my hip. I ain't forget about you, I'm just always in my zone. Just another artist trying to tell you what I'm on. Going coast to coast, melodies all in my phone. Stories written from the dome, these my feelings, these my poems. I'm a widow and you know, you my friend more than my bros. You ain't care about the money, you love me when I was broke. I ain't sleeping on my dreams, it's the motto when you know. Maybe going through some things, believe me, I'm here to grow. Yeah, so maybe we could flow for a minute like around, sweetie, I swear I'm a different guy. And you just want me to lay with you and talk love like we don't gotta go to work. Baby, let me put on my shirt, cause we'll just sit there faded, and I'm just gonna be later. Then I probably won't make it, cause I'm here with my lady.
Yeah. Honey B, we fly deep. We headed to the gallery, then vibe our way to sleep. Saw you in the dream light. We was on the scene lights, shining with that mean stride. I'm sounding like a fiend. I'm itching for your fix. You got me tripping and I relapse. Opinions that they had won't ever change what we have. The feeling is dynamic. I just hope this sound don't feedback. Single-handedly winning, baby. I really need that. Yeah. The memories will never kick back. And you and me just wanna sit back. You rub my shoulders, then I relax. No call, no shows. I had to let that old go. Got this life in the chokeholds. Witness firsthand, no GoPros. You always keep me so close. Cleaner than Fabuloso. I'm about to make a toast to that L-O-V-E-U show. Pull up on me, girl, I be your new pro. Yo.
And you just want me to lay with you and talk love like we don't gotta go to
like
work.
We don't gotta go to work.
Baby, let me put on my
baby,
shirt.
Baby, let me put on my shirt.
Cause we'll just sit there faded.
We'll just sit there.
And I'm just gonna be later.
Yeah.
Then I probably won't make it.
I won't make it, babe.
Cause I'm here with my lady.
With my lady, babe.
Yeah.
Could have tuned the performance suspension of the Cadillac CTS Sport Sedan on any closed course. But we chose the tight, punishing turns of Germany's legendary Nürburgring instead. Because at Cadillac, we don't just take corners. We take on the world with a car Motor Trend calls a bold, savvy, uncompromising showpiece. And that Edmunds.com elevates to top-tier status. The exhilarating Cadillac CTS Sport Sedan, now with premium care maintenance standard for 4 years or 50,000 miles. We don't just make luxury cars. We make Cadillacs.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Boss Radio Live, hosted by CeeLo the Great. I am CeeLo the Great, and that was 35 minutes by Freddie B and Al Merlo. And guess what, people? If you're just joining us, we have these gentlemen live in the studio.
So, what's up?
Al Merlo, Freddie B, where y'all at?
What's good?
Right, so we back. That was 35 minutes, man. So tell me the reaction y'all been getting from the song, because let me slow down because I'm a little excited because I did like the song. So tell me the reaction you all have been receiving from that song.
Oh, the messages? You go ahead with it, Fred.
All right, check me out. All I've been hearing is, why y'all boys ain't known? Listen, that's really a track that's something I ain't never really heard before. Y'all got a whole new sound. Y'all got a whole wave that nobody can bite. These boys really cooking. Y'all on to something. Blase, 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 blah.
Pretty much.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what first grabbed me about the song. When it first come on, is the beat, right? That the beat, mm-hmm. that whatever's in the background, whatever sound that is, that. So first you got that, and that's a unique sound that hit you, and then Freddie B come in and he complimented with the delivery.
That's actually Al Merlo.
That's Al Merlo. Okay, yeah, so Al Merlo come in and it compliments, you know what I'm saying, and it fits right then, and then Freddie come in. So y'all did y'all thing on the song, man. So what kind of plans y'all had for this 35 minutes? So talk to me. What y'all plans with the 35 minutes? Is it out now?
Can
the people go
get
it now? Is it on SoundCloud? Where is it?
All right. It's out now on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, you name it. Produced
Napster,
by Al Merlo, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We here. We here. I actually, we're about to come out with a music video in the next few weeks for 35 minutes. So I'm actually really excited about that. This will be our first music video for Chosen One. So it's been definitely great working with this song. I feel like this was probably one of the most easy songs. Like, this is probably the easiest song we've made. It came so fluid. It was ridiculous.
It was really natural. It was really, really natural.
Wow. That's love. But it sounds like it, though. It sounds like it from the beginning to end. It sounds like it. There's not a lot going on. It's not overdone. It's not cluttered. Y'all left room for the track to breathe. And y'all just laid what y'all did over top of it, so it goes together like socks and shoes, peanut butter and jelly. You feel me?
I feel it all the way.
Merlo, check me out. Where did you record your verse?
Huh? Where did I? Oh, I recorded it in my garage. Man, we did this in a garage, man. The whole song.
Man. Oh, but man. I want the listeners to know too. Since y'all put that out there, it's never about where you record at nowadays. Technology has advanced so much. You can record in the middle of the freeway and rush out traffic. And if your equipment, but you can do it, though. You can do it. You Superman. But
look, you really could.
You know what I'm saying? So you can do whatever your mind to it. Baby, man, that's all I'm saying. So the way technology is, though, it used to be a time where you had to be in a soundproof booth. You had to have noise limiters and all this. Now, the way that technology has advanced, they have what we call on-the-road studios. You take the mic, the computer, and everything to a room, a hotel room, and you can get that same quality sound. So you're only as good, what I like to say, you're only as good as your engineer, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Your engineer got to be dope. So if your engineer dope, you can record anyway, anytime, any place.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
My love.
So, you know, I'm just keeping it real. Just keeping it real. So, gentlemen, this is a question for both of you all. Both of you all, and we're going to let Freddie B answer it first. Give me your top three artists. Your top three artists. Go.
Hey, Merlo, you already know where I'm going, man. Hey, K-Camp, that boy coming out of, I believe, right now he in Atlanta. But, yeah, K-Camp is definitely, I've been a fan of my boy since the jump. Anybody that know me know that. My next artist would definitely be, that's a tough one. I don't listen to a lot of people. That's a tough one.
Well, yeah, all right,
top one. I don't even listen to a lot of people, man.
Okay.
Oh, me?
Merlo?
No, it's still on me.
It's still on you.
Okay.
Ty Dolla Sign. Yeah. Ty Dolla Sign,
so,
is close second.
Okay, so Ty Dolla Sign is number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So who number one?
K-Camp.
K-Camp. Okay, K-Camp. So this is Freddie B's top three, right? This is Freddie B top three. So we got K-Camp coming in at number one. Coming in at a close second is Ty Dolla Sign. And who's running out that third slot, my brother?
We're gonna go ahead with the GOAT, Future. I've been a big fan of Future.
Oh, buddy. Okay. He said Future is a GOAT. All right. So, Al Merlo. So, for Freddie B, we're going to run it back. Let's reiterate. We got K-Camp number one coming in close second, Ty Dolla Sign, and then we got the GOAT, according to Freddie B, Future. Al Merlo, same question. Give me your three. You got it. Let's get it. Go.
Biggie, Andre 3K, and J. Cole. Those my top three.
Okay. Okay.
Nobody gonna stop.
Love it. Let me give y'all my top three since I asked. My top three would be number one, Rakim. Number two, Jay-Z. Number three, Pop. So those are my three. All time, those are my top three. And then if I had to do a one just to add in there just because and do a top five, it would be Scarface and Biggie. So, well, for everybody else. So those are my top five. I gave you my top three out of that, but, you know, that's what it is. Now, I got a surprise for you, gentlemen, man. I got a person on the line who's a cool partner of mine, cool friend. And he want to come holler at y'all right quick. So we're going to open up his line, man. And y'all know him. The world know him. Everybody know him. He is former heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. Nate Campbell, who represents Jacksonville, too, Duval County as well. So let's welcome Nate Campbell to Boss Radio Live to come talk to you, gentlemen, man. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
And new WBC lightweight champion of the world.
Y'all
gonna stop calling me heavyweight. I know I'm a little chubby now, but don't keep calling me heavyweight. I was lightweight. I was a 135 pounder.
Yeah. Lightweight champion. Let me get it right.
What's going on, man? I was listening to you guys earlier, but I had somebody come in. I had to talk to him. I hung up because I didn't want to, you know, mess up the line. Watching my daughter and my fighter train here. But I'm so proud of these young men. I'm proud that they decided to go out and do their own thing. And you see, the cool thing about these young men is, you know, little Mr. Brown, he comes from a very business-minded family. We related. It's my little cousin. So I love to see what they're doing. So I really wanted to help them. So I wanted to put them in contact with you guys. And I really want to see these young men do really great things. Their music is pretty good, man. I was like, man, I like their music. When I first heard it, I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. They have some substance to what they're saying. I was very proud of them. So I'm glad that the world is getting to hear them. and I hope to see them do great things in the future. I don't like who they like. I don't like the music choice. Nobody said Rakim but the old guy.
Right. But Nate, with all due respect, I gotta ask him. Freddie B, Al Merlot, do you all even know who Rakim is? I gotta ask.
Yes. Check out my melody, man. What you mean, bro?
So now that you know who he is, As long as you know, I'm good. Everybody has a personal preference. But you know who it is. And the reason why I wanted to bring that up, and Nate just reiterated it, man, they paved the way for people like me, for people like you. We always got to pay homage to the ones who came before us. And that's on anything that we do. Like, just being able to have a voice, talk, not be chained up, slave, all that, man. We all had a time period for that. We had ancestors. We had people coming for us. Now we're able to do what we're doing now on the magnitude that we're doing now. Right. And one thing I do like about Rakim, too, is that Rakim never used a curse word, and had some of the hardest metaphors, similes that you would ever want to hear. And people still use some of his similes to this day,
I understand. They don't know no better.
Right.
I love my brother, man.
It seemed like Merlot had a nice top three with Biggie, Three Stacks, and J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? Biggie, a Three Stacks, and a J. Cole. So that was one from each. I really enjoyed talking to them gentlemen.
I love the fact they got their own lane. I love the fact they have their own lane, and they work in their own lane. I think music needs more artists like these young men. I mean, I really believe they do, because what it is we don't take into account that everybody's not a gangster. Everybody ain't a gangster. And that was what was cool with me. That I know that if I heard them talking about I'm a gangster, I knew I was just gonna scream. I'm like, bro, you ain't no gangster. I know your people though. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
ain't a gangster, and they don't have to play the gangster role. They're in a great position where they can just be great musicians.
Right, and they are. And let me say this, they are. And I want to let you gentlemen know now, like I say, I love the song. The 35-minute song has its own vibe, has its own swag, and you all are working with something. And I say it again, like I said it before, I enjoy that you all have an entrepreneurial mind frame at the age of 23. Freddie B, you went to school, you went to college. Al Merlot, you are a man of versatility. You not only are you writing, but you're producing, and not only are you producing – but you are what we call a custom fit producer, meaning that you want to take the artist that you're working with, make sure what you're producing is lining up. You go the extra mile. You put that extra sauce, what we call that extra sauce on top of it. You know what I'm saying? Before you go out the door. And I hear it. I don't know you gentlemen. I don't know you gentlemen from the man on the moon, but I hear it because I hear it. I've been around this music, been doing this music for a while, man, and I hear it. I hear the realness, the authenticity in your voice. I hear the passion. And, you know, I want to help you gentlemen, man. Anything I can do to help you gentlemen, man, me and Freddie already talked about some things behind the scenes that I told him to go ahead and get done. And I told him, there's no doubt in my mind he's gonna do those things. So, and we'll be able to grow. But at this time, man, I want y'all to shout out to our social medias, man. Then Al Merlot, y'all get y'all social medias, man, so everybody can go follow y'all. And when they give it to them people, y'all go follow them right now. They'll follow back.
All right, check me out on IG, Freddie Baby. That's spelled FREDIIBABY. That's me. Let's go. We on Snapchat now. It's Living Light Freddie. That's LIVIN no G, LIKEFREDDY. You know what I'm saying? We on Facebook with it, Freddie B, spelled the same way as my IG. Twitter, same thing, FreddieBaby_5. And we're just going to take it from there. Merlo, speak to him.
All right. Instagram, you can follow me at @Al_Merlo. Merlo being spelled like the wine, MERLOT, AL_MERLOT. You can follow me on Instagram and Snap, Twitter with that same username. Snapchat, it's Al Marolt, which is my actual last name, Al_MAROLT. And then you can follow me at Al Merlo on Facebook.
Big back.
Hey, so yeah,
I want to take that second to go ahead and shout out our official website for Chosen One Records too. If you feel like you want to contact us in any way, and you just want to make sure that you do follow the wave and you follow the grind, you can get at us on C1Records.net. You'll find anything that you need on that page.
So that's C1Records.net. So y'all go to the website, C, the letter C, the number one, records, RECORDS.net, NET. All right? So y'all go check them out. Right now, what we're going to do, we're going to play this last jam before we let you all have your day back. So let's go ahead and get into this last jam. And we're going to cue that up, and I'll holler back at y'all after this music break. I'll see y'all after this. Let's get it.
Yup.
If we ride, we ride, we always on the road. So just hop inside and tell me where you wanna go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm alone. Great beat. Yeah. I hop inside a foreign. My dreams and wishes keep me going. Yeah. I try to talk to my sweet lady.
My sweet lady.
But she won't even speak. Maybe we need to be cruising right across the street. Don't know what we'll be watching. Hoping that I slip up. It always seems like they clocking us. But that's not what's stopping me. I wanna travel across the street. Living in this city made me wanna be on top of top. See, I love to drive. I get a snack and cruise across the street. Waste is what I use so I can keep the haters off of me. Send me your location, girl. I'm gonna pick you up at 3. Hope that you are ready, cause you ride around the block with me. Baby, I ain't greedy. You can gladly take the ox with me. Or you can buy the Anderson, Biggie, and Tupac with me. Cole, Big, and RJ3. K, so many options. We even take a plane. It's up to you where our spot gonna be. Saw your call, thought I'd answer, that you thought you'd never see. All this flame that I throw, burn your skin to the third degree. Don't mind that now, you want my time. We catch jet lag, playing around. Run it, baby, run it up. Flow low, turn me up. Standing on this while I spark up. Got my slugs, now I'm flossed up. Young man, I'm bossed up. Sliding up in the booth. I don't care nothing for you haters. Drippin' sauce like a barbecue. See, I'ma tell it like I was told. Don't ever let a breeze steal your soul. Drippin' through this, now you gotta know how to flow high, creep low. Saw the glue to my right hand. On my off day, see my hype man. Cute face with a nice hand. Man, I'm crushing like a Sprite can. Lick your fingers, baby, finish your plate, cause I'ma finish mine. Maybe we can travel. Tryna find a better island vibe. Grip your waist while I watch you wine. Gas the jet, let's get lost in time. Stack it up while we try to go. Traveling and out of Tokyo.
Hop inside and tell me where you wanna go.
shout out to my folks out there in Tokyo. Yeah, so we back in the place to be, man. Shout out to everybody, man. We worldwide in this thing, man. We not just national, man. We internationally known, Boss Radio Live, Big Girl Media coming to you. You know what I'm talking about. Hurry up and shout. Hurry up and buy. So we going to buy. You know what I'm talking about. We going to purchase. We going to make purchases. We going to do our thing. You know what I'm talking about. Gentlemen. Freddie B. Al Merlot. It was a pleasure, man, y'all stopping through, bro.
What?
I'm going to give y'all a chance right now to make y'all the final comments, but I do want to let y'all know, man, don't be no stranger, bro. Y'all family, bro. Make this your home. Y'all drop a new joint. Make sure you get it to me. I come through, let y'all get some more air time and drop the new joint. You feel me?
Sure. You ain't got to get that.
You know where, P-Lo.
Man, so you got it, man. At this time, man, we're going to start with Al Merlot. Final comment. You got it. Let's get it. Go.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout-out to my fam, my moms, my pops for believing in me, knowing that, you know, that this music really is a calling for me. And then I just like to say that I am ready to give y'all more music, more hits, more vibes, whatever you want. I'm here to do it. Thank you.
All right, man. I want to go ahead and shout out my family as well. I wouldn't be who I am without them today. I want to shout out my cousin, too. I know you're still listening, cuz. Heavyweight world champion. That's what I'm going to call you. Nah, man. But on the real, I do appreciate you for believing in me, dude. Like, I've been watching you since I was a kid. Great role model and everything of the sorts. Also, I want to take the time to shout out my other boy, Merlot, that's on the line right now. Hey, man, we're going to keep cooking them straight like
all
that.
Day.
And they're going to get
day.
It all day, every day. And I want to thank Philo, Boss Radio Live, for having us. We would like to be welcome back in the future, and we're just looking to make greatness happen. That's it.
Man, you ain't got to ask that, bro. What's understood ain't got to be explained, bro. Like I tell everybody, man, if you're going to get with a quit barbecue, me and do, man, something will, something won't, something do, something don't. You know what I'm talking about? If you're going to get with it, get rolled over. So you ain't got to ask that player. All you got to do is come back. I already gave you the invitation. All you got to do is come back and state your situation. So please do it with no hesitation, and you will understand the vibrations. So with that being said, man, there ain't no little piece of head grease that we give right here on Boss Radio Live on Big Girl Media. So, hey, man, let me give y'all a round of applause. Thank y'all again, gentlemen. Thank y'all so much. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ladies. Yes, ladies. Freddie B and Al Merlot, they're gone, okay? They're gone. I understand.
Hey, man, I got to shout out my girlfriend, man, for you kicked me off the radio like that.
Okay, come on. Let me give you a talk time. Come on, what's her name? Let's go.
Hey, baby, Kiara C. Stevenson, you know I love you, man. I got to shout you out on the radio. It's just how we go.
Oh, he called the hunger. He just say, "Hey, babe, you know I love you, babe." No, he called her name. Stevenson. Stevenson. What was that? Stevens or Stevenson?
Stevenson.
Okay, Stevenson. So Miss Stevenson, yeah. He called you by your name. You number one, girl. He called you, babe. Okay, don't play. He got cool points. I see you getting the cute part. All right, so boyfriend of the year goes to Freddie G. Give him the Freddie G. Give him a round of applause, everybody. Give him a round of applause. Yes, indeed. We couldn't even get off the air without your heartbeat, boy. Your heartbeat so fast, we had to come back and let you open up the line. So, with that being said, Miss Stevens, you got somebody. Somebody loves you, baby. And you know who it is who just told you. So, with that being said, man, we about to get up out of here, man. It's been real. I've been your host, CeeLo the Great, T-H like phone, E-L-O-T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T on all social media platforms. And go visit the website, CeeLoTheGreat.com. That's T-H like phone, E-L-O-T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T. Shout out to our sponsor of today's show, Mr. Raymond Dickerson with Command and Control. Appreciate you, sir, for sponsoring this show. Also, can't leave without paying special respects to CEO, celebrity consultant, Valerie Denise Jones, Big Girl Media, Big Media. We in here. We out here. I see you looking. I see you watching with your looking ass. So, with that being said, man, we about to get this thing, man. Good luck. God bless. Go.
Boom. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to share our links on your social media.
We love you to life. Please enjoy your day.
Surrounded by wolves in the wild, thinking I'm prey, but it's about to go down. Pick up and ready, I stay. I'll be okay. Still the greatest I shall. Being a careless chef for no good. Just makes excellent enough for wolves. No more habitat, it's the woods. But found in the suburbs and hoods. Consider my dog, we kicked it like soccer. Turned out you were an imposter. No rats won't shall prosper against me. Thanks to my father. Better take heed, keep your eyes open. I was not wild to come and see clothing, coping and smoking. Hoping the words I brought fuck a soul in, but I'm knowing wild wolves.
Let me bid you good night.